Okay. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik started learning Gemara Gittin the first day. So he said, when you go to college, so they have to define the terms the first day of class, not that you know what you're talking about. So he asked around the students, who can give me a definition of a get? So he said, a get is a shtar. So who's going to give me a definition of a shtar? So we didn't know what he was talking about. So he explained to us what's the definition of a shtar. When he started Psochim, he didn't give a definition of chametz. He gave the talk that he started talking about the Yisrael and the Kim essay of Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisim. I'd like to spend a little time on the definition of chametz. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph says that matzah has to be from the chameshes mini dogon, chita mesor and kusman shabod shul and shibon. How did the Tanoim come up with this conclusion? How did they come to this conclusion? So the Gemara says, we see in the Chumash that we're supposed to eat matzah, shivas yam tochel matzahs, we're not allowed to eat chametz. So the Gemara understands from the Pasuk, only such flour or such material that's bolad yechimutz can serve as matzah. And chimutz is a chemical process. When you mix, let's say, ground up kidneys with a liquid, so the Gemara says that's a chemical reaction that's called sirchon. When you mix flour, wheat flour, with water, that's a chemical reaction that's called chimutz. So the Tanoim experimented. That's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And they came up with this idea of the chameshes mini dogan. And this is a definition of lechem, they call it tarakula. It's relevant for matzah, because matzah is called lechemoni. It's relevant for the chi of challah. The Chumash says, "Vayabachol chamilechem ha'aretz." Challah min haTorah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz Lortz it applies midirabbanan. Okay, so it depends on lechem. Even if you make cake or cookies, it's also called lechem. That's a subcategory of lechem. That's called pas haba b'kisnin. It's relevant for birchas hamazon because the pasuk says, "Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tachal malechem v'chalta v'sabat v'irachtos Hashem alakecha." So the din of lechem is relevant for chametz and for matzah and for birchas hamazon on the level of deraisa. And then the Gemara says for dinim derabbanan it's relevant for hamotzi lechem arts for the bracha. So that's the Mishnah and daf lamed hey amud aleph. The Mishnah quotes machlekes hatanaim rabbecha menuri nachachamim whether or is v'derechen. The Mishnah quotes, or the Gemara quotes, not the Mishnah, the Gemara there, Laman Hamad Aleph quotes, Machleg Sabdechem Menuri and Achachamim. What about Urz Bedechem? What if you make flour out of rice? You grind up the rice and make flour, and you mix the flour with water. Is that Bole Dechim Utsana? So Rabbi Menuri says that it is Bole Dechim Utsana. The Chacham say, no, it's Bole Dechim. So the Ramban, in his Chidush Ma'aseh Chulin, the beginning of Perek Eilat Treifas, that's the third Perek in Chulin, quotes a kasha from the Talmud Yerushalmi. How can you have a machlokes hatanoim in Metzias? Why didn't they experiment to see? Why didn't they mix the rice flour with water to see if it's going to be bole dechimutz or bole desirchon? It doesn't make sense to have a machlokes in Metzias. Rav Soloveitchik used to say in connection with this idea that the Greek philosophers always felt that experimentation is manual labor, and that's only for slaves. But free men have to philosophize. So they always philosophized about everything. That's why their science is worthless. All the science of the Greeks is worthless, because everything was based on ideas and philosophy. They would clear hakiris, how come water goes down? How come fire goes up? How come the water puts out the fire? Why doesn't the fire put out the water? Everything went with svaris. And real science is based on experimentation. So the Chazal held a lot from experimentation. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote, and in his published essays, he uses this phrase. The Gemara says in Brochus, in the first parak, David HaMelech prides himself over the fact that the other kings sit in a royal position, and their hands are clean, and their clothing is clean, And he is a poisek, and they bring him shilas, they bring him an aid bedika from a woman that has a mara on it, or they show him a fetus that was stillborn, and he has to decide, dam shvir vishilya, to pask him whether the vlad had a tzuris of vlad and the mother is metame or not. And you have to hold it in your hands, and you have to see what you're talking about. So the Chazal held a lot from experimentation. So the Talmud Yerushalmi is bothered with Akasha. How can you have a machlekes of the Echam and Nuri, the Chacham, whether Oriz V'Dechan is Bola Dechim or not? Why didn't they experiment and find out? So the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Anachanami, they did experiment. And they mixed the flour from the rice with the water. And Rabbi Chmanuri said, you see, it's bole de chimutz. And the Chacham said, no, we don't consider that chimutz. That's called sircham. In other words, the Adam Achleikas was the definition of chimutz. Okay, where do you draw the line between sircham and chimutz? So the Tanoim established that these are the chameshes mini dogan. Some of them are a little questionable what the definition is. We know that basically there are two, there's wheat and barley. And then the other three are subcategories of the wheat and barley. That's what the Mishnah has in Maseches Challah. But it's not so clear whether the rye and the oats are really correct translations of the minim. The rye bread that we buy in the store has a lot of wheat flour in it. So that's Hamotzi anyway. That's Birchas Hamazon Deraisa because it has wheat. But if you only have rye, it could be that would be Bari Pri Hadama, would be rye bread, would be shahakal, it wouldn't be Bari Minim Zainis. The rye that we have has a wheat mixed in. And oats is a question also. So American oats has been mutated because they used to grow it in fields next to wheat. So the oats is a hybrid between wheat and oats. But someone who's allergic to gluten is going to get sick if he eats American oats. So he has to eat British oats. So British oats, it could be are not bole de chimutz. That's a question. Could be that oats, if they're not mutated, if they're not blended in with wheat, could be that oats are not from the Hameshus Minidog. So that's a question. The Ramban has this idea in the beginning of Perek Eletreifus, because on the first daf in that Perek, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, where the Torah prohibits us from eating an animal that's a treifa. If an animal is diseased to a certain extent, and you shech the animal, so the shechita doesn't help. The shechita streifa, we learned last year, chulin, shechita streifa is metam dein avela, but it's still asa b'achila. So the Gemara has machlokes, why is that? Is that because treifa ain't a chai? Because a treifa, an animal that has a treifa, will not survive 12 months, will not survive for yud beis chodesh, and therefore it's considered as if the animal is half dead. And if an animal is dead already, then shechita cannot be chal. So since the treifa is half dead, because it's going to die within 12 months, so shechita doesn't help. I should be saying, no, treifa chai, the treifa can live on for way more than 12 months. The Torah says we shouldn't, it's not healthy, whatever, we shouldn't eat the diseased animal. So the Ramban says, how can the Tanaim have a machlokes with a treifa chai, treifa ain't a chai? Why didn't they experiment and find out? They should have taken 100 animals that were treifas and locked them up and fed them and see if they'll survive for 12 months. And he quotes this Yerushalmi, that it does make sense to have a machlokes and metzias. Why didn't they experiment and find out? So the Rambam answers, the answer probably is, like the Yerushalmi said with respect to Oriz V'Dechen, the answer probably is that they probably did take 300 animals that were treifas, and probably all 300 died within a year. So half of the Tanaim said, there you have it, you see Beferish, that all of the 300 animals, they all died within a year. That's all right, that treifa ain't a chai, and that's why the Torah prohibited treifa. It's like shechting an animal that's half dead. The other Tanaim said, no, it wasn't a controlled experiment. Maybe if you would have taken 5,000 animals, maybe a certain percentage of them would have survived. Maybe the prohibition of treifas, even if the treifa will be chaya, maybe even if the animal will survive 12 months. So that's where the Ramban has this. Ramban has it also on the end of Masechus Shabbos. The Gemara seems to have a machlekes. The Gemara has a machlekes satanoim. If you have a house with a dirt floor, where we live, Eretz Yisrael in America, all the places where we don't have any dirt floors anymore. But in the days of the Tanaim, until recently, every house had a dirt floor. So the question is, if you use a broom on a dirt floor, is it a psik reshe of ashvuye gumas? In which case, it may be an isra bona, because you're improving the house. Or should I say, no, it's a dav sheinu miskaven. The person who's sweeping the floor just wants to get the dirt out. He's not interested in being ashvuya gumas. So usually a dav sheinu miskaven is mutter. On Shabbos, like in we paskin like Reb Shimon, machlekes hatanaim, I'm doing a pula hamuteris, which may I know in advance may or may not result in a pula hasura. It may turn out that I'm doing ashvuya gumas. So dav sheinu miskaven is mutter. But if it's a psigresha, it's a vadois, that the pula hasura will follow. So then it's not considered a dav sheinu miskaven. So Tosfos seems to learn that that's a machlekes hatanaim. Is it a psigresha? Is it not a psigresha? So Ramban says on that Tosfos, that's ridiculous. But it is a psikreshi. The Tanaim would have experimented. It doesn't make sense to have a machlekes about something that you can experiment and find out what the truth is. If I have 500 people sweep their floors and we'll take a poll, we'll see whether every single time did it accomplish a shvuy gumas or not. In the yeshivas, everybody assumes like that, that it doesn't make that. They got it from this Ramban or got it from the Talmud Yerushalmi. That it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes hatanoim in mitzias. So again, what's the definition of chometz? Chometz is one of the chameshes minyadogen that's in contact with water. Beli hisaskus, if you do hisaskus, if you keep on eating, the Gemara says apilu kala yom kulay, it will not be bole de chimutz. But if you don't do any hisaskus and you let it sit like that, so then it'll turn into chametz. How long do you have to let it sit? So there's a Mishnah later, a memvav on it, Aleph. The Mishnah memvav on it, Aleph, talks about a person kneaded dough, and the dough doesn't have any simon, and we can't tell whether the dough is bali dechimotz or not. So the Gemara says, if you can't tell, when do you have to be... When you mix flour with water, right away it becomes chametz. No, that's how you make matzah. You mix flour with water. If you let it sit long enough, then it becomes chametz. How long do you have to let it sit? So the Gemara says, before a shear mill, there's no shayla. A shear mill means the time that it takes to walk a distance of a mill. A mill is alpay mama. So the question is, meaning on a benini is walking this distance of alpay mama. How long is that? How many minutes is that? So the Gemara says that's the amount of time that it takes to walk from Migdol Nunya till Tveria. That helps a lot. We don't know where Migdol Nunya is. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have a whole discussion based on the Gemara later on the upside Gimel Omid base. Tzadik Gimel Omid base is in the ninth parak in Psochem. The tenth parak is Arvid Psochem, all about Kiddush and Abdol and the Seder. And the ninth parak is all about Pesach Sheni, has all the din about Pesach Sheni. So the Torah says that one who is b'derech rechoika, one who's either tamei or b'derech rechoika, brings a pesach sheni. What's derech rechoika? So the different opinions of the Tanoim. So we paskin, you take a map and you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius of the circle is 15 mil, and that's the distance according to Rashi and Tosfos. There's a you determine this at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, at the moment of Chatzos, that's when you become mechuyav to bring the Korban Pesach. So if you're within 15 mil of Yerushalayim when the clock strikes Chatzos on Erev Pesach, then that means you'll be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the Shkia. And if you're past, if you're more than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, you can, if you go by car, if you go by camel or by horseback, you will certainly make it. Go by helicopter, for sure you make it, even if you'll be 1,000 miles away. But if you're walking by foot, then you will not make it. So the Gemara has this whole calculation in the ninth parak of Psochem, and they're talking about the definition of Derech Rechoika, why the Mishnah says within the radius of 15 mil, min hamadim v'lifnim. Madim is the city that's 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So Medin is on that, on the circumference. And the radius is 15 mil from Medin to Yerushalayim. And any area, if the person is located, that's how the Rashi and Tosfos learn. It's established, it's determined at the moment of Chatzos on Erev Pesach, where are you? Because at Chatzos, you become obligated to bring the Korban Pesach. You can't bring it before Chatzos. The Gemara says in the first parak in Zvachim that there's one Tan who's of the opinion that if you brought the Korban Pesach in the morning, get Yotze B'di Eved, but we don't pass like that. So not only do we not pass like that, but that's how we establish, that's how we determine whether you call b'derech rechoika, b'derech kreiva. If at Chatzos, when the Chiv Karban Pesach takes effect, you are not able to arrive by foot from where you are to Yerushalayim walking a normal pace. If you're going to run, you will make it. But if you're not running, if you're walking a normal pace like Haran and Beinani, so then you won't make it. So the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis gives you this whole calculation. So it's based on that Gemara that you can figure out how long a shear mill is, what amount of time it is. On the Mishnah Brura, it always says that it's 18 minutes. That's why people are makpid to have 18-minute matzah. I remember one year, every year for many years, the students from the SOY used to go to Streitz matzahs and used to bake their own matzahs. So one year they came back and they said they didn't have 18 minutes. They had 16-minute matzah. They only took the first 16 minutes. Some people didn't want it. They thought that after 18 minutes, thought 18 is a gematria of chai. Has nothing to do with the gematria of chai. It means if it's the less time it takes, so the less chashash chametz there is. So the Gemara says if you leave the flour with the water without any hisaskus, in the matzah factory, they don't leave it without its askers. It's working the whole time. But even if you would do nothing with it, if you let it sit for less than 18 minutes, then there's no chashash of chimetz. If it sits for 18 minutes, then there's what to begin to think about that. Maybe it's going to begin to become chametz. Chimetz is a long process. It takes a few hours. So less than 18 minutes, for sure, nothing happened. And after 18 minutes, then you have to start dreaming about thinking about maybe it's going to become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah always says 18 minutes is a shear mill. We used to have Professor Leo Levy. He used to live in the neighborhood. He used to teach physics in the college. And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he took over Machon Lev for many years. Now he's no longer there. So he published a book on Zmane. He had smicha from Rabbi Breuer and had smicha from Chaim Berlin, I think. So he put out a book, Zmane Hayom B'Halacha. One half of the book is in English, the other half of the book is in Hebrew. In English, it's called Jewish Chrononomy. So he explains that this 18 minutes, he quotes Achrayim who say that 18 minutes at Shemil is a mistake, that it's really 22 and a half minutes. If you learn the Gemara at Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, you see that it's really 22 and a half minutes. And those Achrayim who said 18 minutes, the later Achrayim explained they had a different system. According to our system, the 24 hours in a day, and then the 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in a minute, and they had a different system. So what they call 18 minutes by us in our language is really 22 and a half minutes. So if you have something, if you have flour mixed with water, and it sits for less than 22 and a half minutes, there's no problem. There are more. In the Darkei Moshe, the Rambam wrote a commentary on the Torah that's called the Darkei Moshe, printed on the bottom of the page. So the Rambam, the Darkei Moshe, quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Rashbo learned by the Ramban. When you go, the Ramban lived in Spain, in the city Gerona. When you go touring in Gerona, so there's the Jewish area of the city, the houses are still there. And there's a building on the corner that says in Spanish, this year always was the rabbi's home. So Rabbi Chevel, who did publish so much on the Ramban, decided to go visit Gerona before he published his biography of the Ramban. So he saw what the Rashba was writing about in his Truvis. The Rashba says when he was a student learning by the Ramban in Gerona, so they would knead the dough in the Ramban's home, but the Ramban didn't have an oven to bake it in. So they would walk outside and walk down the block. And at the end of the block was the bakery. And then they had a rent, the right to use the bakery from the Goyisha owner of the bakery. So in the springtime, the sun is shining. So they would walk out down the block carrying the matzah. There was no hisaskas, but it was less than 18 minutes. So there was no problem. They needed the dough whenever there's hisaskas, so there's no chashash chimetz. And then by the time they walked from the Ramban's home down the block, even though it was outside and the sun was shining, they didn't run. He writes that they walked down the block. And Shulchan Aruch says, after you knead the dough, you should hurry to bake, you should rush to bake the matzah quickly that it shouldn't turn into chametz. So the Chazon Ish says, what do you mean you should rush? Rush means it should be less than 18 minutes. Doesn't mean you have to run. He says, the Rashba says that they walked down the block. So Rabbi Shadol wrote very interesting that the Ramban Psalm is still there and the bakery is still there. That was quite a few years ago. When I toured in Spain, the Ramban Psalm was there and the tour guide wasn't aware, but he looked at the home and then there's a sign in Spanish that the rabbi always used to live in his home. That was on the corner. And then we looked at the end of the block. We couldn't find any sign that says this is where the bakery was, but that's what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. So that's a definition of chametz. Yeah, how do you know chametz is a process? It takes a long time. The beginning, there's a Mishnah later. The very first Tosis in the Masechta refers you to this Mishnah. And Daf Mem Ches on the base, where the Mishnah quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. It's a little unclear in the Mishnah who the Bar Plukta is, but if you see the Gemara, Rashi points out over there, the machlokes is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Very often you'll have a machlokes satanaim, it'll say one opinion is Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim disagree. Sometimes they say one opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim disagree. So usually, if it's Rabbi Meir and the Chacham disagree, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, someone disagrees, usually it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda often had machlokes. So there's a double machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding Seor, Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh. In the Chumash, there's a din of Seor. Seor means the yeast. When you mix flour with water and you let it sit for a few hours, so the microorganisms from that are floating around in the air that are microscopic will come in and cause it to rise. Yeah, but that'll take quite a few hours till it's going to rise. So rather than wait forever, so the people figured out a system that you leave over a little of the raw dough that the first time you make bread. So it takes, let's say, 10 hours till everything is going to rise. It takes a long, long time. And then you're going to have these microorganisms and they're going to keep on multiplying, multiplying. They multiply by eating up the raw dough and they keep on reproducing each other. So if you save over a little, if you're going to bake everything, then you're going to kill all the microorganisms. They can't survive the heat in the oven. But if you leave over some of the raw dough, that's what the Chumash speaks about, Seor. Seor is not, Seor tastes awful. Because it's just microorganisms. They ate up all of the dough. They keep on eating up dough and reproducing, eating up dough, reproducing. So you just have microorganisms after a while. There's no more dough left. But that's what the Chumash calls Seor. So the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza quotes a Tosefta in Beitza that there's a major difference between Chametz and Seor. Chametz is Roy Lachila. Chametz, the cookies or the bread or the cake or oatmeal, syrup, whatever. Chametz is Roy L'Achilos Adam. And Seor is not Roy L'Achilos Adam at all. It's just microorganisms. So why do people save it? They save it so that the next time they're going to make bread, cake, or cookies, so they put in this raw yeast. Usually we go to the store, you buy a packet of yeast. So the packet of yeast doesn't have any chametz in it. Yeast just has microorganisms in it. But you can still buy a bar of yeast that started off as chametz, and then the microorganisms kept on eating the raw dough and reproducing, eating more raw dough and reproducing. So the whole thing is all microorganisms. So the Seor, on the one hand, is not Roy L'Achilos Adam. The Ravid writes in his Hasogas on the Rambam that the Seor is not even Roy L'Achilos HaKelev either. So if it's not even Roy L'Achilos HaKelev, so how can you declare that it has an Issa Macholos HaSuris on it? In order to be Macholos HaSuris, it has to be the Roy L'Achilos Adam, or at least Roy L'Achilos HaKelev. We'll have to discuss that in the Hemshech of the year. So the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza quotes a Tosefta from the first Perek in Beitza. Then since the Or is Roy L'Chametz Issa Sachera, since this bar of raw dough that you can buy in the store is used as a catalyst to cause the next time you're going to mix flour with water, you're not going to have to wait 10 hours till it's going to rise. You want it to rise within a shorter period of time. So if you're going to use this old Seor that's left over from last week, every Thursday your mother makes challis, whenever she makes the challis. So if she leaves over a little dough for next week and then she puts it in right now, that Seor is not Roy L'Achila. But if you leave it in with the flour, with the water, and you make one big Issa out of it, it'll be Roy Lechametzis Acheris. Since it's omit to serve as an ingredient, so therefore it retains the Shem Oichel. This is relevant for other areas of Halacha. The Gemara said this not only Roy Lechametzis Acheris has a Shem Oichel, is not just a din in Hilchas Chametz. The Chumash only has it by Chametz. But Rab Chaim Moshe has in his Chuvas, in the Sefer Achiezer, that's the name of the Chuvas by Rab Chaim Moshe, Gradzensky. So he points out the Gemara in Psochim and other Mesichtas. The Gemara talks about Sor Shal Truma. You have Sor, it started off as you gave the Kohen a bushel of Truma. Let's say you had 100 bushels of Tvua, and you mafish, that grew in Eretz Yisrael, then you mafish Truma. Usually normal people give 2%. 2% you give a Truma Gedoyla. Strictly speaking, give Chitachas, Pateras is Kolakri, but the recommended amount is that everyone should give 2%. If you want to be generous, so you give the Echad Me'aboyim. And if you want to be stingy, so the Mishnah says, Ayin Ruah should give Echad Mishishim. Strictly speaking, give one out of Elif Alfei Alofim. Chitachas, Pateras, Kolakri, also, but that's not right. So let's say you're going to give 2%. So you give it to the coin, and the coin grinds it up. So he has flour. That's a truma. So if the coin is going to mix flour with water, and he's going to make dough, so the dough will be truma. He's going to leave over a little bit for next week. So then by mistake, somebody else took that orishal truma, and they mixed it in with regular dough, with regular, not that they used it next week to bake some truma dik chalas. They used it to cause a regular Issa Shalchulin to rise. So then the Gemara discusses that Hamachametz is not bottled, even though you have Shishim against the Sa'or Shaltruma that you put in, there's a Dimid Rabbanon that since the Sa'or causes it to rise, so it's not bottled. Well, why does the Sa'or have an Issa Truma in the first place? The Sa'or is already Nifsa Me'achila. The microorganisms ate up all of the flour. There's no flour left. They kept on eating up the dough and reproducing, eating up more dough and reproducing until there's no more dough left. They just reproduced. It's only microorganisms. There isn't a speck of dough left. The answer is because Roy Lechametzis is acheris, because that's an ingredient that they sell it in the store. They sell it in the grocery store. And the same is true. There used to be a product that was called Crisco, that people would use. If you take a tub, you take a container of Crisco, take out a spoonful, it's not Roy Lachila, it doesn't taste good. But the women would use Crisco and they would be baking cakes. So since the Crisco would serve as an ingredient in food, even though right now the Crisco is Nifsal Na'achila, but it's oimet to serve, they sell it in a grocery store, and people use it as an ingredient in food, so therefore it retains the Shem Oichel. So if it started off as a non-kosher product, so it remains treif. That's why Rabbi Chaim Moshe points out that this chiddush of Sa'or Roy Lechametzis Acheris, therefore retains the Shem Oichel, is not restricted only to Hilchos Pesach and the Chumash. It's written in the Parsha of Chametz, but it applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. So that's in Chumash, that's called Sa'or. Chametz and Sa'or, Shin Aleph, Vav Resh. The Mishnah Mem Zayin on Mem Ches and Beis talks about Seor, Shin Yud, Aleph Vav Resh. Seor means a different thing, totally different thing. Seor means that chimutz is a process. When you mix flour with water, it doesn't turn it to chametz right away. It doesn't even turn to chametz after 18 minutes of just sitting there without any hisaskus. After 18 minutes, you have to start thinking about the process possibly beginning. So let's say after a while, it's going to turn colors on the surface. It's going to be hirsif uponav. It's going to turn colors on the surface because it's rising. Then after a while, they're going to be cracks on the top because it's going to rise a lot. That's going to be cracks, kikarnech hagovim, little cracks in the dough on top. Then it's going to be the sarva hasdokim zebezed. There's going to be a crack over there, a crack over there, a crack over there. All the cracks are going to become big, big cracks. So there's a machlekes hatan. There's a double machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. So the first point is the beginning of the chimetz process is called chametz nuksha, and the gemara of the chimetz process is called chametz dogen gomer. So one who eats chametz dogen gomer on Pesach is chayv kares. If you eat chametz nuksha, chametz that the process of chimetz began but it didn't complete, that's called seyor. So Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that that's an Issa de Rabbanan. And he says, for Oich Lepata, Sarah Yisar, if you have to burn it, with all the chametz and Pesach. However, v'ha'och l'pater. But if you eat it on Pesach, you're not chayv malchus. It's only an issa d'rabbanan. And the Gemara in Menachos, on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look at Menachos, naf nun gimel amad aleph. And there's Gemara Chulin also. So the Gemara Menachos quotes a braisa that Reb Meir disagrees with Reb Yehuda. V'chachamim amrim. Reb Meir disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and he holds that Seor is an issa d'raisa. There's no karis, but there is a lav. Rabbi Yehuda holds the holy Issa is only the Rabbanan. Because it's only the Rabbanan. And there's of the opinion that you are loike. Why? Because it's chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha means the beginning of the chametz process took place. So that's one makleg zameh Rabbi Yehuda. If one eats chametz nuksha, there are different kinds of chametz nuksha. This one means the chametz process began, but it didn't yet complete, and you baked it, so once you bake it, so all the microorganisms are killed by the heat in the oven, so they're not gonna, it's not gonna rise anymore. That's the end. That's the end of the career of the microorganism. They're not gonna cause it to become chametz dagan gomer. And then there's a second machlokes, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. When is the beginning of the process, and when is the gemar? So Reb Yehuda is the first one quoted in the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda says that hichsifu panav. What is the Gemara quote? Ezus saor. Reb Meir is more machmer than Reb Yehuda. Meir holds that you like it if you eat the chametz nuksha where the process began. So Reb Meir is also more machmer. When is the beginning of the process? When is the gemara of the process? So Reb Meir is of the opinion hichsifu panav. When the dough starts to rise and the surface starts to change colors, so that's already called Sa'or, and that's already the beginning of the process. And Siduk, that's Chometz Dog and Gomer, that's when you have little cracks on top of the Chometz that rose. Kikane Chagovim, you have a crack here and a crack there. And Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole prohibition against eating this Chometz Nuksha, the beginning of the process began. This Chometz Nuksha is only the Rabbanon. It's only an Issa Deraisa if you eat Chometz Dog and Gomer where the Chometz process is completed. And it's also a Mekel, when is the beginning of the Chometz process? When is the Gemar? So Rabbi Meir is Machme, if Ichsif Upanav, if the Chometz starts to rise and it changes the color on the surface, that's already Chometz Nuksha, it's already the beginning of the process. Rabbi Yehuda said that's Matzah. Absolutely Matzah, that's not a problem at all. And what Rabbi Meir considers Chametz Dog and Gomor, when you have Karnei Chagovim, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, that's the beginning. That's Chametz Nuksha, that's the beginning of the process. And when is the, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's only awesome of the Rabbanim. And when is it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when is it the Gemara of the Chametz process? When you have Nistarvo Hasdokim Zebazeh, when the little cracks on top of the surface after the dough started to rise, and the cracks start to join together. So that's called Chametz Dog and Gomor. This is one kind of Chametz Nuksha. So the
Rebbe?
Yes.
With regard to what Reb Chaim Ozer said, sorry to go back a bit. What about with what he said with Sa'ar, because it's this catalyst. What about in general in Yaradea by gelatin? That don't we usually say that that's mutter? But shouldn't that also be like a catalyst?
If it was prepared specially and put aside to serve as an ingredient in the food, if it started off as an iser and then in order to prepare it, it becomes nifsa machila, so then it'll be tein shem oichel. But if you have something was nifsa machila on its own, and it wasn't from the outset, it wasn't aimed to be an ingredient in food. So once it's nifsa machila, then it becomes mutter. So just because you decided to designate it as an ingredient in a food process, that doesn't make it awesome. So that's a question, that's a touchy question. When do you say that from the very outset, it was oimed to become, this from time immemorial, this is the way the women bake bread. They save a little raw dough from last time, and they save it on the side, and the microorganisms keep on eating up the dough and reproducing, eating up the dough, reproducing. So a week later, when they bake some more challah for next Shabbos, So there's no more dough left. All you have left are the microorganisms. So this, since that was a very old practice, so we say when they separated this raw dough last week, it was oimed lekach. They were saving it to use it as the yeast for the next week. But that's a question. If you have the spoiled the Starlet. Stuff that used for the gelatin, was that really oimed lekach from the very beginning or not? So if it's oimed lekach, then the din will apply. If it's not oimed lekach, not. That's a touchy question. How do you determine whether something is oimed lekach? So this is one kind of chametz nukshim, and the chimutz process began, but it didn't complete. And also, this is a chimutz process. If you let the dough sit longer, it will get completed. Just that you baked it before it had a chance to get completed. Then you have on lamed hay on the base, on daf lamed hay on the base, the Gemara has on the top line that may teres ein machnitzen. If you have flour, instead of mixing in water, you mix in apple cider, or you mix in orange juice or some other mayperis. So the Gemara says, mayperis ein machmitzin. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha, that's on Lamed Ham, the base, the top line. On Lamed Vav, on Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, a whole brisa, that if you mix flour with mayperis, you have a problem that's going to turn it, it's memaher lahachmitz. How can the Gemara says may peris ein machmitzin? And if the Gemara says on the next stuff it's memayr lahachmitz, to the extent that one Tana says you have to bake it immediately, the other Tana says no, you can't even watch it. You blew it. You can't bake it. You can't be careful enough. You can't bake it. So don't the two Gemaras contradict each other? So Rashi says they don't. Rashi says may peris ein machmitzin means if you only mix flour with May Paris, and you let it sit for hours and hours, it'll never turn it to Chametz Dagen Gomer. But it is Boledei Hascholas HaChimutz. The beginning of the Chimutz process will take place. It'll be Seor, but it'll never be able to finish up. So that's a different kind of, you have the Tchilas HaChimutz process began, but it'll never be able to finish up. If you mix the flour with water, so there's a beginning of the chemist process, then if you let it sit for a couple of hours, it'll be a gemar of the process. Rashi learns if you haven't made peiris, it'll be chometz nukshe. The beginning of the process will begin, and even though it will never finish, still it'll be an iser of chometz nukshe. And that'll be a machlekza, mer abuda, whether that's an iser derayis, an iser derabbanim. The taste is there. On Lamed Ham, the base quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees with Rashi. He says it's against the Gemara. He says it's not true. The Gemara on the next daf, on Lamed Vav, and Aleph, that says if you mix flour with made peiris, you have to hurry quickly to bake it, or you can't even bake it quickly, where fein is memaila achmetz, you won't be able to control it. So the Gemara on Lamed Vav, and Aleph is talking if you mix made peiris with water. If you only mix with water, then you have a while. Then you can walk down the block from the Rashbah, from the Ramban's home to the baker's home. You have a lot of time. It's not going to become a chametz so quickly. But if you mix mei peiris with the water, then it's memar lahachmetz. That's the next gemara. But mei peiris alone is not machmetz at all. So the Rabbeinu Tam was a grandson of Rashi. So Tosis at the end of the Tosis on Lamed Hei Mebeis, the last, there's a long Tosis there, umei peiris ei machmitzim. So the last few lines in the Tosis, the last eight lines in Tosis, he thought the Rabbeinu Tam's practice would be that he would eat egg matzah. He would eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, even though the Talmud Yerushalmi says, interesting, this never appears in the Bavli. The Rishonim quoted from the Talmud Yerushalmi, "Ochel matzah be'Erev Pesach kodem zman kiboil arvesasa be'beis chomav," that there's an iser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. But Erev Tochel Matzah, some hold that it's a din deraisa, Pashup Shat, it's only a din de Rabban. But Erev Tochel Matzah, you have to eat only balad, you shouldn't eat it by yom. What's the mashal kid boil a resasa, the base chama, what kind of a mashal is that? So the Yerzeruah has a long arichas, and the Prima Godim has a long arichas on this, that he quotes different interpretations from the Rishonim, that the arusa means when you get married, there's erisin, and then a year later, they used to wait a year, then they used to have nisuin. So the difference is in them between an arusa and an nesua. An arusa is an eshesish shelo b'beis baila, and an nesua is an eshesish b'beis baila. In order to accomplish nisuin, in order to accomplish eris, and you do kesef, either kesef shtar abia, and our practice is the Rambam writes pranog kol yisrael kadosh b'kesef. Our practice is that we choose to do kiddush kesef. Then at the end of the year, in the days of the Tanakh and days of the Gemara, in the end of the year, they would do achnasa l'rishusa. Exactly how do you do achnasa l'rishusa? So it's unclear. So the Rishonim had different opinions, and we do a lot of them. We do one opinion is the badekin is the nisuin. One opinion is standing under the canopy is the nisuin. One opinion, the Rambam's opinion, is that the yichud is the nisuin. We do the yichud. One opinion is when the chas and kala go home. So at the end of the whole wedding, they go home. That's the nisuin. Different opinion. One opinion is that putting the talus over the head of the chas and kala, that is the nisuin. So we do all of those. We do the badekin and putting, some put the talus over the heads of both of them. And then you put, you have your yichud room, fine, you do all of those. So the difference is between an arusa and an nisuin. So the Gemara has a din, you have to say sheva brachas. When you're about to do nisuin, you say there are six brachas, but you say borei pe'agav, and that's the seventh bracha. So you recite the seven brachas under the chuppah. To recite the sheva brachas under the chuppah, you have to have a minyan, okay? The Gemara in the first parak in Ksubas learns that from Sukkim, you have to have a minyan in order to recite the sheva brachas. So the many Rishonim quoted by the Orzarua and quite a few Achrayim quoted by the Primogodim make a whole calculation that on Pesach night we recite seven brachas before we get to eat the matzah. What are the seven brachas? So you say Kiddush, so you say Bar Piagofen, and then you say Kiddush, and then you say Shachyano, okay. And then you say Sheg Yalonu, that's four. And then you say Alatilas Yadayim is five. Then you say Hamoitzi and Alachilas Matzah is six, seven. So you recite seven brachas before you get to eat the matzah. So that's what the Rishonim meant to say. Ha'ocha matzah be'erev Pesach ki leboil ha'resasa be'es chamav. He didn't recite. He should have eaten the matzah in the right place in the Haggadah, and we'd have recited seven brachas before. That's why a lot of Rishonim understood. A lot of Achrayim, they understood like that. Okay. So here the Rabbi Natan's practice would be that he would have egg matzah, he would have matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Why? Because samach lemincha on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat a meal. But if it's only it's only after Dalet Shoyes in the morning, the Shor Hamishis, starting from 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11. You're not allowed to eat chametz from 11 to 12. Not only chametz asabachil, it's also ba'anam in the rabban from 12 o'clock on. If 12 o'clock is chatzos, if you have daylight saving time, so chatzos will probably be about 1 o'clock. But if you don't have daylight saving time, so then chatzos, if you live in a normal area, so chatzos will be approximately 12 o'clock. So from 10 to 11, it's also to eat chametz. But the rabban time would be hungry, have to fast the whole day. So he would eat egg matzah. Samach l'mincha ktana. We pass on samach l'mincha ktana. You're not allowed to eat a meal, but in between shoach hamishes, samach l'mincha ktana, there's quite a few hours, so he's going to be hungry. So he would wash and say hamoitz, and he would eat egg mats. What happened to the din? Ochel mats ber pesach ki leboil avasasa beis chamav. So the Rabbi Natan says on the last two lines, hayna matzah aruya, lotzah boi dechoy, bebezu matzah ashiri. Since in matzah ashiri, so the Gemara says you're not yoitz. Fine. So that was the Rabbi Natan. So the Shaila is, he ate matzah that was kneaded with May Paris. Rabbi Natan, noag heta bidover. What's bidover? Tosis has a few lines before. May peitzim. Nistapek Rashi Ichoshit May Paris Ola Fishana Rhyme Shaisa Nasa Ova Bahem Yosemi Bimain. If you mix flour just with eggs, so Rashi was Masupik, whether that has the din of May Paris. But according to Rashi, even if it is May Paris, Rashi Masupik, does it have the din of Mayim? Or does it have the din of May Paris, which is not Bolidechimitz? But Rashi holds, even though it's not Bolidechimitz, it's going to be Chametz Nuksha anyway. And the Rabbi Tam disagreed with Rashi that if you're only using may pears, you're not using water at all, then it's not going to be chametz at all. So how did Rabbi Tam, as a grandson of Rashi, how does he go against Rashi's opinion? So that's what the Rishonim explain over here. This is the Rabbi Tam Lishitosai in the first Tosis, in the Masechta, and in the beginning of Perek Elo Oivrim. Take a look, the first daf in Elo Oivrim. Which daf is the first daf here? Mem Beis Amid Aleph. El Oivrim BePesach. So the Mishnah lists off, that's the first line in the third Perek himself. So the Mishnah lists off a whole bunch of types of chametz that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach. So Rashi translates Elu Oivrim Aleim Bal Yirod Bali Motzei. The following types of chametz, one is in violation of Bal Yirod. That the Mishnah, and the Gemara points out that the Mishnah has in these various kinds of chametz, has tarubas chametz is mentioned, and has chametz nuksha also mentioned. Yeah, has chametz nuksha also mentioned. So the Taisvis, the first Taisvis in Elo Evim, and Besim and Aleph, quotes Rashi, Pirush HaKuntris, Lav Ralem, Bal Yoreh, Bay Matzei, and the Rabbi Natam, Enon Yer the Rabbi Natam. He doesn't agree with Rashi. Because the Gemara learns out, according to the Tana Reb Meir, that the eat chametz nuksha is an issa deraisa, that you loike, just that there's no chorus. That was the mission that we had on Memches on the base, I think it was. Yeah, Memches on the base. The Gemara in Menoches on Daf Nun Gimel Nun Dalet, the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara says, according to Reb Meir, you loike, it's an issa deraisa. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk called Machmetz. It's called Zeribui. Even though it's only a kol dehu of chimutz. It's not a complete chimutz process, it's only the beginning of the chimutz process. That's what this type, seor, is that kind of chametz nuksha. There's another kind of chametz nuksha, but may as well mention it now. There's another kind of chametz nuksha that means as follows, by if you have other non-kosher food, let's say you have nevela, non-kosher food, and you leave it out of the refrigerator for 2 weeks, leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, and it got spoiled. And if a person will eat it, he'll get a bellyache. But if you feed it to a dog, the dog will enjoy it. So it's nifsim achilas adam, but it's royal achilas hakelev. So then the Gemara learns out from the pasuk in Chumash that says, what do you do with nevela? We just had it in Parshas Re'eh 2 weeks ago. So Gemara learns out from the pasuk, nevela haruya lager krui nevela. The ger doesn't mean a convert, a non-Jew who converted to become Jewish. A convert is mechuyav to observe all the mitzvahs. I can't give the nevela to a ger. So the pasuk means a ger toshav. A ger toshav means a non-Jew who accepted upon himself, who committed himself in the presence of a bezin of three Jews. He committed himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's a discussion in Achrayim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a discussion, and Avnei Nezer has a discussion in his Chuvis. What do you mean? A non-Jew commits himself to observe Shemitz Menorach. They're obligated to observe it whether they commit themselves or not. It's Mitzvah V'yoyme. If a non-Jew volunteers to convert to become Jewish, okay. So then he commits himself. He's Mekabel all mitzvahs. He commits himself. He's a Nasa V'nishma. All the Dinim of Geras are learned out from Maimon HaSina. So just like the Jewish people said Nasa V'nishma, so the Ger has to say Nasa V'nishma. I commit myself to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. I don't know all the mitzvahs. He never heard of Shiloh HaKan. He goes to Geiris classes. They don't tell him every single din. They tell him the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. They don't tell him every single din. So the Geir commits himself to the dinim that he knows, and he commits himself in case he hears of a new din in the future. He commits himself to observe all the new dinim. But what do you mean a Geir Toshav? A Geir Toshav means a non-Jew who commits himself to observe the Shabbos mitzvah. He's mechayiv to observe it. But he commits himself or not. So what changes? Why should he have a separate status? What is the separate status of the Ger Tosha? What is the din of the Ger Tosha? So he's called the Ger Tosha because the Pasuk says, Imcha Yeshe Dikir Becho. Normally there is a din, we just had it in Chumash a few weeks ago, normally there is a din of Veloy Sechonem, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, and they're over the Avodah Zarah there, so the Torah says, Veloy Sechonem. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf and Menalov, says on that pasuk, there are three levels of interpretation, and all three are accepted halacha lemaisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that any given pasuk can have more than one level of interpretation, and all three levels are a din d'oraisa. So there's one din, Lo Sechanim Miloshen Chanoya. You're not permitted to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. You're not permitted to let a non-Jew live in Eretz Yisrael. If it's the Ger Toshev, then the Torah says, then he may live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's called the Ger Toshev. Then the Gemara has another two levels of interpretation in the Pasuk. And the third level of interpretation is Miloshen Chino. But the one that's negated, the Ger Toshev, is Lesachan Lesit Lam Chanoi Bikarka. You're not permitted to allow if the Jews have control. Look, in Eretz Yisrael, the Israeli government does not have control. If they'll insist that all of the Christians have to move out of Eretz Yisrael, the whole United Nations will wage war against Israel. That'll be the end of Medinas Yisrael. So you can't, you know, it's not Yehorag Val Yavar. There's a din Yehorag Val Yavar, not a lot of worship, Avodah Zarah. But there's no din Yehorag Val Yavar that. It's a din. You shouldn't allow of the Avodah Zarah to live in Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to give up your life for that. And all the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael now are only in partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, because the Pashtus and the Psukim in the beginning of Vaschan and Ekev, the Torah describes when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we should all live in Eretz Yisrael and remove all the Avodah Zarah. So the Pashtus seems to imply that if you live in Eretz Yisrael with the Avodah Zarah there, there are Christian churches all over the place. So if there are churches there all over the place, then you're not really in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Okay? That's what we spoke about last night. Maybe they did not. Abeiti Abdun. The Gemara, Abeiti Abdun is Kalam HaKam, so Shavdu Sham HaGayim is Alehem Alehorim. You have to destroy all the places where there's Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Bechutz La'aretz. You're not mechuyev to go research, to go find where the Avodah Zarah is. If you own a house in Chutz La'aretz and there's Avodah Zarah in the house and you have a backyard, then you have to destroy. You're not mechuyev to burn all the Avodah Zarah. It's not our country, but Eretz Yisrael is our country. So after we conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, on the way to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah that are obvious and glaring, in a glaring position. But after you conquer all of Eretz Yisrael and you have under control, then you will have to be baidik, and you have to try to find where there are hidden Avodah Zarah and destroy all of them. That's al pi pashtus a chelik of the mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz. So there is a din of a ger toshev. What special din does ger toshev have? So one din is he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Unlike an Ochri, that if Eretz Yisrael is Tachas Yad Yisrael, he may not allow an Ochri to live in Eretz Yisrael, but if he's Ger Toshev, he may. What's another din of a Ger Toshev? Mitzvah HaChayosa. If he needs Tzedakah, you mechuyev to give him Tzedakah. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. L'gerushav shechet tenan v'acholo amochel anochri. If a Nochri needs Tzedakah, strictly speaking, in the Torah, there's no mitzvah to give Tzedakah. But if a Ger Toshev is in need, then it's a mitzvah l'hachayosa to give him a tzedakah. What else? The Pasuk says a Ger Toshev who killed B'shegik has to go to Ari Miklot. Ari Miklot is only for Jews and for Ger Toshev, says B'Ferish. What else is a din of a Ger Toshev? It says an Aseres HaDibreis. So the Gemara understands Ger Chashe B'Sharecha doesn't mean a convert. If he's a convert, he's included in Atta. Bincha bitech also doesn't mean my children who are after bar mitzvah. No, if the Jewish children are after bar mitzvah, they're included in Atta. Atta not only refers to the people who are present at Maimon HaSinai, even those who were born later are also included in Atta. So what is bincha bitech refers to ketanim before bar mitzvah, that the parents should not allow their children to do malacha on Shabbos. If the children are doing I'm here for the parents, they shouldn't allow. And Ger Chashe B'Sharecha also, the Gemara increases, Daftes Amin Aleph has a big machlekes satanoim. What does that mean? So the first Tana is of the opinion that a Ger Toshev is obligated to observe Shabbos, but he's not allowed, but an Ochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos. The Gemara says the Ger Toshev is obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontif. The Ochri Shushabbos Chayiv Misa, so he's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we keep Shabbos. The Ger Toshev has to observe Shabbos like we would observe Yontif. Next Tana says no. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos the way we observe Yom Tov. It's also a violation of Nochri Shabbos. He has to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. And the Psak Halacha is not like the first two Tanaim. The Gemara says Beferish, and that Daf increases Daf Tes Halacha Kereb Shimon Baichoy, like the third Tana, that the Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos at all. So what does it mean in Aseres Adib is Ger Chashev B'Sharecho? So the Gemara never explains. Well, so what is the Pshat Ger Chashev B'Sharecho? So the Tosis in Yevamos explains Ger Chashev B'Sharecho means that Amira the Nochri is usually only a Shavuos. If Geeska Nochri to do Malacha for you, that's only an Issa de Rabbanon, and that's why they have a whole list of Kulis. Mishum Tzad Balechayim, we allow the Nochri to milk the cows. If there's a fire and the mezuzahs are going to get burnt, or the Oren Kodesh, the Sifrei Torah are going to get burnt. So today that we allow writing down of Gemaras, the Gemaras are going to get burnt. So we're permitted to ask a Nochri to put out the fire on Shabbos. Mishum Hatzolas Kisvei HaKodesh. Or Amir the Nochri is Mutam Mamakam Chodeshem Misakana. Mishum Yishad Eretz Yisrael Hitiru. The Gemara has different kulas than Amir Liakam. So all the kulas are based on the assumption that Amir Liakim is only an Issa de Rabbanan. Were Amir Liakim an Issa de Raisa, it would only be Mutam and Makam Safiq Sakana, only Pekoch Nevesh would be Mater. So Taisis explains that once you get to the Maskana of the Gemara, increases the Aftes, that the Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos, not like Yontav and not like Chalamoid either. So what does mean Ger Chashav B'Shevach? Means that Amir Liger Toshav is an Issa de Raisa. To ask a Ger Toshav to do a malacha on my behalf, that would be an Issa deraisa. So that, and the Din deRabbanan, that we don't allow Amir LaNochi, even by regular Nochi, that's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came deraisa Tikkun. That was patterned after this Din deraisa, that Amir the Ger Toshav is an Issa deraisa. So that's why the Chachamim extended it. They took that Din, they extended it. So again, so the Pasuk says, we diverted a little bit, but we got a little Chumash too. So the Torah says it's an institution of the Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who commits himself in the presence of a bezna of three Yisraelim to observe the Sheva Mitzvah Dinarach, and it's a serious question. What do you mean he commits himself? What is added on? What's the significance of the commitment? He's mechivim without the commitment. So that's a serious question that's discussed by Rabbi Yosef Engel. He has a sefer. He has a sefer Oitzris Yosef on Yeridaya. So in Simon Beis on Yeridaya, where the Shulchan Aruch mentions a little bit about a Ger Toshav Sheshochat. So he has a little bit of this, and Avnei Nezer has a tshuva also about this. And Hilchas Tfilin, he talks about wearing tefillin on a Chalamoid. Yes, the Avnei Nezer. How come the Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chalamoid? Isn't it a sfeika deraisa just because the Zohar says you don't wear tefillin? So he said, though the Talmud Bavli says you don't wear tefillin. Where's the Talmud Bavli? So he says, because Rabbi Shimon Baichoy was the author of the Zohar, and the Gemara says that the Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos even like Chalamoid, because Halachik Rabbi Shimon Baichoy, he was the third opinion in the Braisa. The first Tana said, the Ger Toshav has to observe that by the Pasuk and Aseres Adibras, that says the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. So the first Tana says he has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontif. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. That's Nochri Shishovas. He has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontif. The second Tana says, no, to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontif is also a violation of Nochri Shishovas. And that's a pasuk in Parshas Noach. Yom v'layla lo yishbosu, that the Nochim are not permitted to observe Shabbos. So the second Tana says the Ger Toshav should observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamoid. And the third Tana is Reb Shimon Baichoy, who says that even if the Ger Toshav will observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamoid, that'll also be a violation of Nachri Shishavas. Why? Because Chalamoid is also an ois. So the first Tana holds that somehow only Shabbos is an ois. Second Tana says even Yontav is an ois. The third Tana, Reb Shimon Baichoy, says even Chalamoid is an ois. So that's why the Shitasai, Reb Shimon Baichoy, was the third Tana. There increases Daf Tes. So he's of the opinion that Chalamoid is an ois, and Kshartim Lo Sal Yadecho. Yotzu Shabbos is V'yalim Taivim HaChalamoid, Shein Guf an ois. Chalamoid is also an ois. So the Avnei Nezer has this tshuva. So in that tshuva in Hilchas Tfilin, why the Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chalamoid, he says it's not only based on the Zohar, it's based on the Gemara increases. The Gemara says, Alach Gereb Shem Baichoy, the Chalamoid is called an ois. And that tshuva discusses this is a serious question. What is the relevance of the Kabbalah of the Ger Toshav is Mekabal Shevim Mitzvah, Mechuyev, whether he's Mekabal or not Mekabal. So what changes? He has an important discussion of that topic. So again, so the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah has the following. The Pasuk says, if you have Nevela, you're not allowed to have Silcha called Nevela. What do you do with it? L'gerish Avashrecha Titneva, give it as tzedokah to the Ger Toshav. He's allowed to eat Nevela. O machal anachar, sell it to a goy. So the Gemara says, Nevela haruya lager kruya Nevela. If Nevela meat is edible to a human for human consumption, then it has an Issa Nevela. If it's any ruya lager, any kruya Nevela. Once you have, and we learn after that Pasuk, Nevela to call it Tarkul, except for Chametz, that in Kol HaTarakula, when you have Macholas HaSuras, once it becomes Nifsa Me'achilas HaAdam, then it becomes Mutter, then it becomes Kosher. These are Achilas only on Oichlim, and once it becomes Nifsa Me'achilas HaAdam, it's Mutter. Unless from the very outset, when it became Nifsa Me'achilas HaAdam, it was aimed to serve as an ingredient, okay? So that's Roy Lachametzis HaSachera, so it retains the Shem Oichlim. But if it's not aimed Lachametzis HaSachera, it doesn't serve as an ingredient, then once it's nifs machila becomes, it becomes mutter. And chametz is an exception to the rule because the Torah says that se'or is aser. So even, so the Gemara seems to say later in Pesachim that you have to have, that it should be nifs me'achila sakelef. So chametz, even if it becomes, let's say you have cookies or bread that's spoiled, and it's nifs me'achila sodom, people would not eat it. You see the cookies or the bread spoiled, but if you'd feed it to a dog, the dog would enjoy it. So then we assume that it still has an isa until the point of nisal me'achilas hakelef. So if you have chametz, if you mix flour with water and you made cookies out of it, and the cookies were delicious, the cookies were tasty, you made bread or cake or cookies, and it was way l'achilas adam, then it becomes nifsam achilas adam, but it's still Roy Lachis HaKelev. So then it's us until the point and Nifsa Machilas HaKelev. What if from the very outset, when you mix the flour with the water and it had this chemical reaction of Chimutz as opposed to Sirchon, this chemical reaction took place, from the very outset, it was only Roy Lachilas HaKelev. So if it would have started off as Roy Lachilas Adam, then it became Nifsa Machilas Adam and it's still Roy Lachilas HaKelev, it would still be Osir. It would still be also with an Iser Kareis Alpi Pashtos, but if in the very outset, when from the time that it became Chametz, it was only Roy Lachilas HaKelev, so that's another kind of Chametz Nuksha. One kind of Chametz Nuksha is the Chimutz process began, but it didn't complete yet. That's one kind of Chametz Nuksha. And that's Seor. That's the Mishnah on wherever it was, the Mem Ches on the base. And then according to Rashi on Laman Ham the base, that's the story with May Peris Eimach Mitzim. That's on the top of Laman Heim base. That Rashi learned May Peris Eimach Mitzim means it won't have a Gemar HaChimetz, but the Trilas HaChimetz process will occur. And this is a different kind of Chametz Nukshe, that from the very outset, from the time it became Chametz, it wasn't Roy Lachilas HaKelef from the very outset. So that's another kind of Chametz Nukshe. So the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Nun Gimel, where they quoted this Mishnah Mem Ches on the base, the Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yehuda, the Gemara says Reb Yehuda says Ein Eloike. If you eat chametz nukshe, the holy is only mid the Rabbanan. What was the lashon on Mishnah? V'hoich lepater. Because the holy Issa is only the Rabbanon, so there's no Malkus. But the Gemara says Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir is more Machmed than Reb Yehuda, both regarding whether the Issa Nukshe is the Raisa the Rabbanon, and secondly regarding what's the definition. When is it the beginning of the Chimut process and when is the Gemara process? So Reb Meir is more Machmed than Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara says there, how does Reb Meir know that even Chometz Nukshe, even if the process just began but it didn't complete, there won't be karis, it's like a chatzi shir. Usually we say chatzi shir asim and atar, so chatzi shir means I didn't eat a whole kazayas, I ate less than a kazayas. The chalim will say chatzi shir is even less than a chatzi shir. Even a quarter of a kazayas also, chatzi shir is asim atar, less than a kazayas. Here it's a chatzi shir of the chimutz. The full chimutz process is only if it's a siduk, whatever siduk means, machlekes Rabbeinu and Rameya. But if you have the beginning of the chimetz process, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that kol machmetz, it's called, even if it's only a kol dehu of the chimetz, It's not a full chimutz process, it's the tchilas hachimutz process. So the question is, when you learn out from that pasuk, the tchilas hachimutz also has a din of chametz, does it mean that it has a chatzi shir? It's like a chatzi shir of chametz, as mamash anisa deraisa, but there's no karis, just like if you would eat less than a kazayis. But the Torah is mechadish that not only chatzi shir, half a kazayis, or a third of a kazayis, even a chatzi shir of the chimutz also. So then it would be relevant for all the dinim. Or should I say no, that it's only a ribui from the pasuk called machmetzes that you're not allowed to eat chametz nukshan pesach, but it doesn't have all the dinim of chametz. So what are the other dinim of chametz? So there are four areas in halacha where it's relevant whether you're talking about chametz. One is chametz on pesach. If you eat chametz pesach, you have karis and you get malchus. So if you have a chatzi shir of the chimutz, so you say that it's asur to eat it, but there's no karis. Okay, like if a person eats less than a kazayis, so it's not going to be that chatzi shir in the amount and the volume of food that you ate. So this is a chatzi shir of the chimutz. Then there's another din. Let's say on Shavuos they brought in conjunction with the musafim, so they brought shtei halechem. On Shavuos, so shtei halechem have to be made from chametz. So the Gemara has a discussion in Menachos and in Chulin, in Chulin, the end of the first parak in Chulin. What if you made the shtei halechem? You mixed flour with water, and it rose a little bit. It's the tchilas hachimutz process, but it didn't have the gemar hachimutz. So according to the Tana Reb Meir, if you would eat that on chametz bePesach, you would get malchus. It's tenisa deraisa. So would that be acceptable for the shtei alechem? Would you need a gemar hachimutz process? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Then there's another din, lachmei toida. When a person brings a korban toida to the Beis HaMikdash, so he brings four different kinds of chalas. Lachmei toida. So three different minim are matzah, and one min is chametz. And it has to be chametz. So the Gemara has a discussion of that. A person pledged to bring lachmei toida shal chametz. He brought a korban toida, and it was machmetz, the lachmei toida. There were four minim and 10 matzahs in each min. So 10 out of the 40 lachmei chalas toida are going to be chametzdik. So what if you only made a chametzdik with the tchilas hachimutz process? Is that acceptable? So the Gemara says, maybe according to the Tana Rav Meir holds that yeloike, maybe it would be acceptable. Maybe it's considered chametz, just that it's not a gemar hachimutz, so there's no chorus, but maybe it would be acceptable. And then by your menachos, there's a din. You're not loseyaf el chametz. You're not allowed to be machmetz any mincha. So what would the din be if you have a mincha and you made it chametz, just tchilas hachemetz process? So Gemara discusses all of these. So Gemara assumes that the Rav Pashut, that the din of chametz nukshe, even though there's only a pasuk by kol machmetzes, kol means a kol duhu of the chametz process. It's only the beginning of the chametz process. It never had the gemar of the chametz process. So nonetheless, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat the chametz nukshan pesach. According to Rav Meir, it's an isa deraisa. So many Rishonim assume that this pasuk is megala, that this is also covered with the din of chatzi shir asman ha-Torah. Just like there's a chatzi shir, if it's less than the volume of a kazayis, it's a third of a kazayis, a quarter of a kazayis, half a kazayis, but a chatzi shir. Less than a kazayis is also, so even a chatzi shir of chimutz is also also, so it'll have all the dinim of chametz in all the areas of halacha. And the Rabbi Natam holds not so. Rabbi Natam in the first tesis in the Masechta, Rabbi Natam says, he quotes this Mishnah that we were quoting from Memches Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says, say are you sorry? An Erev Pesach, when you burn all the chametz, that's all the Mishnahis are assuming that you're burning the chametz. That's Reb Yudah's opinion. We mentioned last night, there's a machlekes here, the Mishnah, Chalfala from an Aleph, has a machlekes of Reb Yudah and a Chachamim. Reb Yudah holds that Embi Chametz Ale B'Sreif, and the Chachamim disagree, Hash B'Sasa B'Chal Dover. The Gemara works that out from Psukim in the Chumash. So how do we paskin? So the Pashta says, the Rov HaRishonim hold Yachad V'Rab Malachi Kerabim, that we paskin like the Chachamim, the Reb Yudah. That the Hash B'Sasa B'Chal Dover, but there are some opinions. See, on the side of the Gemara, Chafalak Manalaf, they tell you to look in Tmura Lamedala Manalaf. The last Mishnah in Tmura divides all of the Surah Hano into two categories. Those of them are Nisrafim, that is a mitzvah to burn it, like in this week's Seder. It says by Kilayim, Pentigda Shamalaya Hazer Ashatizwa Tvuas HaKorim. So the Gemara has a drushet, Pentigdash Pentukadesh. If you have Kiloy HaKerim, you have to burn it. And somehow the Gemara assumes, Rashi and Tosfos say this, they don't know themselves where. The Gemara is assuming that some kind of the Alfusa that makes an equation between Orla and Kiloy HaKerim. So even though the Pasuk in today's Seder only says by Kiloy HaKerim, the Sisa Karmachal Kilayim Pentigdash Shamalaya Hazer Ashatizra, and tikdash vidarsh and tukareish, you have to burn it. So we assume that that applies both to Orla and to Kloy Haker. So the Mishnah lists off which Yisurei Hanoah are Nisrafim, and which are Nigbarim, which of them you just basa b'cholim. There's no mitzvah to burn it. You throw it in the garbage, and you have the garbage collector keep it collected. You can't leave the tray for food, even. You can't leave tray for food around the house, mishum chashash takolah. You may forget to eat it, or you'll know that it's treif. Your children may not, your siblings may not realize that it's treif. So you're not allowed to, that's a din midirabban. You're not allowed to leave treif for food around the house, even if it's mutabano. Even if it's mutabano, you're not allowed to leave non-kosher food around the house, mishum chashash takola. Somebody may eat it by mistake. So you have to dispose of it. So the question is, how do you have to dispose? If it's asabano, then the Torah tells you have to destroy it. So if the Torah says you have to burn it, obviously it's asabano. There's one Tana, the Gemara quotes, Rav Yosi Glili says, Tamei al atzmecha, how can you say, what a wild idea, where'd you get such a wild idea? Chametz is asabano kol shiva. He disagrees. He holds that Chametz is mutabahano. We don't accept his opinion, and we can't even understand his idea. If Chametz is mutabahano, so why did the Torah say you have to burn it? It doesn't make sense that you have to burn it. Why should the Torah, it's a baltashchis, why should you burn something that you're allowed to get hanor from? It's a pella. It's a pella. We don't accept this opinion. And then we have something that ton ibud min ha'ilam. So we assume that. Obviously, it's asabano. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't have told us to destroy. So here the Mishnah says, Seir yisorif. The pashtus is that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yudin. That ain't your chametz al b'sreif. And some of the Rishonim pasken like Rabbi Yudin because of that stam mishnah in the end of Temura. It would appear as if there's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yudin that ain't your chametz al b'sreif. But most of it, so that's why lechatchila we burn the chametz. But if you can't burn it, then mikra, then we pasken that hash b'sasa b'chol dover. So the mishnah says that you have to destroy seor yisorif. You have to burn chametz nuksha as well. It means that it's also ba'anor. How do you know it's also ba'anor? See, if you say that this pasuk kol machmetz is called even a kol dehu chimutz, even if only the beginning of the chimutz process took place, it's like a chatzishir, also a chatzishir. It's not really a chatzishir and kamus, it's a chatzishir and echus. If it's a regular din like a chatzishir, so then all the dinim of chametz would apply. So it's negeya to Yisra Hano, and negeya to, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after chatzais. All the dinim of chametz would apply. So that was a big machlok of Rabbi Natan and the other Rishonim. So Rabbi Natan, the first Tosfos says it's not true. Tosfos quotes Seir Yisorif, and the first Tosfos on Beis Amin Aleph. That the Mishnah says, Amem Ches Seir Yisorif, Hainu Chametz Nukshem. So they raise the question, Amai Yisorif? The Rabbi Natan holds that Elu Oivrin. Doesn't mean that you're Oivan Bal Yirah. According to Rashi, Oivan Bal Yirah by Matzah Chametz Nuksha, because the Mishnah mentions Nuksha and the Mishnah mentions Tarubis Chametz also. So according to Rashi, there's a dinner Bal Yirah and Chametz Nuksha means that the Ribui and the, if you're all like Rav Meir, that Chametz Nuksha is a din deraisa, the Ribui in the Pasuk tells you that Dino Kirchatzi Shir of Chametz. All the dinim of Chametz apply. But the first Tosfos in Elu Oivrin, and Ben Beisam and Al Kotz Rabbi Natan, Elu Oivrin means Oivrin Mi'al HaShulchan. That Minator it's only Asa B'Achila. But there's no Bal Yiroi Deraisa. There's no Bal Yiroi Deraisa. And the Rabbi Natan holds only Asa B'Achila is Muta Ba'ano. It's Muta Ba'ano, there's no Bal Yiroi. So why does it say O Yisorif, well, you have to burn it, even if you will hold like Rav Meir, that Chometz Nukshah is an Isa Deraisa. But you only burn it if it's asabano. You have no pasuk that says it's asabano. There isn't a pasuk that says nukshes din kohamitz. It only says that it's asabachila. They say imutal ashoso. If there's no bal yiroi, like the rabbi in time says, amai yisorif yashos ad machar pesach. There won't be any din of chametz she'aver al haPesach. And even though the Gemara has later Reb Yudah's opinion, the Gemara has on, I think I mentioned it last night, on Chof Ches Amid Beis. On Chof Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara says, my time of the Reb Yudah, that the 15 lines down from the top, right before it says Shmos Yud Beis. Gemara says, my time of Reb Yudah. How does Reb Yudah come off to say that one who eats chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is loike? It's only an Isar Aseh of Tashbisa. Gemara says, no. Reb Yudah's opinion is Tlosik Kroi Ksivi. There are three psukim that say the same thing, you're not allowed to eat chametz. So one pasuk goes, chad lifnei zman, chad lachas zman, chad terch zman. One pasuk goes, you're not allowed to eat chametz b'Pesach. One pasuk goes, you're not allowed to eat chametz Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Not only is there an Isar Esay of Tashbisa, there's an Isar Lav of Lo Yechol Chametz. And one goes on Chametz over all about Pesach, according to Reb Yudah, it's an Isar Derais, even Chametz Shal Nochri, Shal over all about Pesach. So Reb Yudah has three psukim. So the Rabbi Natan has a Loshen here in the first Tesis. The three psukim by Reb Yudah only go on real Chametz. It doesn't go on Chametz Nukshet. Even according to Reb Yudah, Reb Yudah is the makel by Chametz Nukshe. He holds that Chametz Nukshe is only the Rabbanan. It says, if you eat it, that was the Mishnah Memches. If you eat it, you're not like it. They're not talking about that Reb Yudah. They're talking about the other Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah is the one who's machma by Chametz Shavah Ola HaPesach. So you say, even according to Afila, the Reb Yudah, they also, the Loasa Reb Yudah, Chametz Shavah Ola HaPesach, Ela B'Chametz Gomer, Dika Groi, Dika Gimel Kroi, there are three different psukim, Chav Ches on the base. One goes Toch Zman, one goes Lachas Zman, one goes Lifnei Zman. Abel B'Chametz Nukshe, the Lekel L'Chad Kroa, what's the, happens that Reb Yudah doesn't believe in that Chad Kroa. Reb Yudah holds the whole din of Chametz Nukshe is only the Rabbanan. Ain't like it, but they mean they're putting together Reb Meir with, putting together half Reb Meir, half Reb Yudah. If you would have held like Reb Yudah, the Chametz or Pesach is their Isa, and you would have held like Reb Meir, the Chametz Nukshe is an Isa, their Isa, but there wouldn't be a din of Chametz Shavah La Pesach, because Chametz Nukshe needed a separate pasuk called Machmetzes. That's the Gemara in Menachas Daf Nun Gimel Nun Dalet and Chulin Daf Chav Gimel. So it only tells you Achidush that it's also Bachila B'Pesach. It doesn't tell you Aneret Pesach, and it doesn't tell you Chametz Shavah La Pesach, and it really shouldn't apply to Menachas. So that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha later. Where is that Tosis? Here, Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. Tosis has the Kasha. Yeah, the Tosis Mem Gimel Omer Aleph, the second Tosis from the top. Mantana Chametz Gomer Eita Rubis, that there's a Lav. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara Menachas Nun Gimel and the Gemara Chulin Chav Gimel say that not only is Chametz Nukshe a problem, according to Reb Meir, Chametz Nukshe is a din deraisa, learned that from a pasuk kol, even if it's only called the Ruav D'Chimutz, it didn't have the Gemar HaChimutz process, but the din of Chametz Nukshe carries over to Lach Meitoid, and it carries over to Menachas, and carries over to Shtei Alechem. The Gemara Sotei says, how does it carry over? So if you would have held like Rashi that all you need is a gilui the chametz nukshe is dina kochametz then memela it slides in to become dina kochametz, so it's even there's memela there's balyura by matzah memela everything follows fine, but according to the Rabbi Natan holds that there's no balyura by matzah elo ovim means elo ovim al shulchan, not that ovim be balyura, not that you ovim balyura, not allowed to eat it on Pesach. So how did the Gemara know that it applies, that the din of chametz nukshe applies even to lachmei toida, to the chametz and the lachmei toida, and to the shtei lechem and so on? So Tosis says, "Mistame ve'amiri the hasm nam yikar shum kro." There must be a pasuk. They don't know where the pasuk. There must be a pasuk. The same Tosis appears in Menachas and Daf Nun Gimel Amaral. The same thing. Tosis is guessing. They say there must be a pasuk over there. So getting back again, this the Rabbi Natan was a grandson of Rashi, so he's not going to go outright against Rashi. Rashi was mistapik to say that Meiteris ain't machmitzim chametz dogen gomer, but it will be chametz nukshe, and according to Rashi, chametz nukshe you're not allowed to eat on erev Pesach also. So Rabbi Natan the Shitosa was only makel on erev Pesach. He wasn't makel to eat egg matzah on Pesach. Before Dalit shows, you're allowed to eat chametz, so eat your bread. And after Samach L'mincha Ketana, you're not allowed to eat a meal, so the kid eat. But in between Dalit shows and Samach L'mincha Ketana, half an hour before Mincha Ketana, he would eat egg matzahs. He would be mekel, because the worst that it could be is going to be chametz nuksha. Rabbi Natan had the chametz nuksha is mutan erev Pesach. There's no iser. That the pasuk that was megala, if you all like, he's holding hefer of Meir, hefer of Yudav, even if you all like Rav Meir, the chametz nuksha is a din deraisa. It's only a din deraisa when you get to achila. It's not a din deraisa when you get to bal yiran. It's not a din deraisa when you get to eating on erev Pesach. It's only eating on Pesach, but erev Pesach the din doesn't apply. That's how the Rishonim explained this, Rabbi Natan. It was going lishitasei over here. Yeah, what else? There's the Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, the Rambam quotes the definition of chametz. So he says that Nei Peiros are not machmitz, and he says that if you have kidneys, you mix kidneys with water, it's also a machmitz. It's not chametz. So we have a Hasogas HaRaivid there. The Raivid says, even though it's not chametz, there's still going to be chametz nuksha. There still will be an isa. So some of the old editions of the Rambam, my father had an old edition that was printed in Berlin. The Tzuras Hadaf was different also. Everything was very different. So some of the old editions have this Hasagas HaRaivid as if the Raivid was masig on the kitnias. That the Raivid argues with the Rambam. How can he say that kitnias mixed in? You have flour from kitnias mixed in with water. So the Rambam says it's had to go to eat it. So some of the old editions had that the Raivid was masig on that. The Pashtus says that that's a misprint. So according to those versions, the Raivid holds that kidneys mixed in with water is going to be chametz nuksha. That's the Pashtus says that it's not so. The Chumrah of kidneys comes from the Tosfos here, a mem on the base. The last line in Tosfos on the Daf, the Gemara says, in the home of the Reish Galusa, the chefs in the kitchen were not the most learned B'nai Yeshiva. Now, a lot of times, if you have a hotel that's kosher lePesach, so they have very strict Yeshiva Bochum acting as Mashgichim, who supervise everything, and they're machmer on a lot of things. Some hotels are not so machmer, but some of them, they're extremely machmer. But over here, by the Reish Galusa, they were not the most religious people. So Rava was upset, so he said, how can you be meiko? Ike de shoriki, hai milsa beduchte de shchichi avdei. They're not so frum over there. How can you be meiko on this? What was he meiko about? So Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Chana from the Yoruch, Tosis quotes the Yoruch, that they were using kitnias with water. The kidneys, if the people are not so religious, you ought to be machmer kidneys, because when you grind up the kidney and make flour, it looks the same as regular flour. So if you'll permit the kidneys with water, then the next thing you know, that people will mix regular flour with one and let it sit there for a couple of hours. So that's where the chumer of kidneys came from. The Ashkenazim have a meaning from the days of the Rishonim that they don't eat kidneys. So in some editions of the Rambam, they had the Hasogas HaRaivid as if the Raivid says that kidneys with water will not become chametz dogen gamma, but it won't become sirchon. It'll be tchilas achimutz process. But the Pashto says that that's a misprint. Pashto says that the Hasogas HaRaivid is just saying the same as what Rashi said. The Raivid really goes on the Mei Peiros. If you mix Mei Peiros with flour, so that's not going to be chametz dogen gamma. That'll only be tchilas achimutz process. It won't be a Gemar HaChimus. So again, getting back to the first, yeah.
Rebbe, I'm not sure if I completely remember, but I remember that in Rav Shilat showed us, they found the Rambam, which doesn't exist the whole thing, but a few parts of the Rambam's Perush on Brachos, and there Avram ben Arambam crossed out, I think, that Mei Peros Ein, Machmetzes, And Rav Shilat said, based on that, that the Rambam made a mistake, because otherwise Avram ben Rambam wouldn't have crossed it out.
So what do you mean? So what was the crossing out? What does that indicate? That the Rambam holds a meper is his machmitz.
Yeah.
Same Rashi. Oh, okay. Okay.
And he got into a fight with Rav Kapach about it, because the Yemenites are very makel on that because of the Rambam or something along those lines.
Okay, okay. Yeah, Ashkenazim are machme because of that Rashi. Because Rashi holds the make peris a machmitza means it won't become chametz dagen gomer, but it'll be memai lahachmitz to become tchilas achimutz process. So that's why the Ramah quotes that they eat the egg matzah that's made with make peris is only mutta for cholam eskenim. A regular person shouldn't eat it because of Rashi is chumra. Yeah. But to say, to have the girsa that the hasagas arayva goes on kidneys, that's probably a mispin. The Pashto says all the recent editions of the Rambam don't have the arayva on kidneys, they have the arayva on May Paris. The arayva says, like Rashi said, on Laman Hamid base. Anyway, so this is the Tesla, the first Tesla in the Masich that raises that issue. Why does it say Amen Ches on a base? That say, oh, Yisarev, why do you have to burn it? The Rabbinatam holds that the Seirah means Chametz Nukshe. Chametz Nukshe is a new din. The Pasuk is Mechadish, a new din, and there's no Bal Yirad by Matzah, so why should you burn it? Save it till after Pesach, and it'll be Mutter. Chametz Sha'aber, all about Pesach, and he said, there is only real Chametz. The Buddha has three Pesukim by real Chametz, but not by Chametz Nukshe. Chametz Nukshe is only Lekha Lechatko, there's only one person that's Mechat. The Buddha doesn't believe in that part. The Buddha holds the whole day in Chametz Nukshe is only by the Rabbanim. But according to Rav Meir, they say, according to Rav Meir, the Chametz Nukshe is a din deraisa. So even Rav Buddha holds a Chametz Allah Pesach deraisa wouldn't apply to Chametz Nukshe. So Taisa says, Anachinami, that the whole din series surf is only by the Rabbanim. It's not by Natura. Okay, then the Gemara has the first discussion in the Gemara is about how to translate the word Orli Abba Osa. Orli Abba Osa, the 14th of Nisan is Erev Pesach. So Orli Abba Osa means the night, what we call Leil B'dikas Chametz, the night after the 13th of Nisan, the beginning of the 14th of Nisan. Orli Abba Osa means when the sun is shining in the morning of Yudal. So we know what the answer is, that we do B'dikas Chametz Leil, Yudal. So why does it say or? So the Gemara says Lishna Malia Nokat. Okay, instead of talking about nighttime. First it started off, it sounded like it was a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, machloikis Samaraim. But or la basa means the morning of Yudal or the night before. Then the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that Mara Machada, the Lord Pligi, Marki Asrei, that's about the 10th wide line on Gimla Med Aleph. Each one had a different way of speaking. Everybody knows that the Bikas Chametz is a Leil Yudalit. No question about it. Sure. But until the Gemara came to that conclusion, so they started quoting Psukim from Chumash. So they said, Haboker Or. How do you translate Haboker Or? So the Gemara says, it could be Haboker. Rashi explained, the word Or doesn't mean a noun, it's a verb. Haboker Heir. The morning started to shine, the sun started to shine, does mean that or is a noun that means maybe, or means Laila, but in the Chumash, Abakura means the sun started to shine in the morning. The same thing, the next pasuk, Ka'or Boike, means the sun was shining in the morning. Okay. Then the Gemara has, they quoted a pasuk, Hallelujah, kol kochvei or. They quoted pasuk from Tehillim, 10 lines from the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph. Hallelujah, kol kochvei or. That all of the stars that shine at night should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, only kochavim hamirim, hu debo shabuche. Only the stars that shine have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein hamirim, those stars that don't shine, don't have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Halu Kotsuwa, everyone should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, no, the Gemara says, all the stars have light. Rashi says, no such thing as a star that doesn't have any light. All the stars have, so what's the significance of saying Halu Kol Kochvei Or, if all the stars have light? The answer is, to tell you the din, that Or HaKochavim is also called Or, that the person is no dimin Or, takes a neder not to get hana from Or, Stephen, Or HaKochavim is also Or. Means even though it doesn't have its own light, even though the light is bounced off from some other source, whatever, yeah. Yeah, so Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos has an important comment. A lot of times, the Gemara will point out that in biblical Hebrew, the usage of a word is one way, and in Lashon Bnei Adam, it's different. The Tanakh is not necessarily written by Lashon Bnei Adam. And B'nidarim halacha achal Lashon Bnei Adam. When a person takes a neder, how do we determine what is included, what's not included in the neder? So the Mishnah, I say, depends on Lashon Bnei Adam. You have the middle of Maseches Nedarim, you have around 20, 30 blot, where the Mishnahs have boring details. If a person says like this, he says he takes a net and not to eat whatever. So what's included, what's not included? So it depends on Lashon Bnei Adam. So the Me'iri always writes on all those dinim. It means Ba'osu Makam and Ba'osu Zman. In Eretz Yisrael, in the days of the Tanaim, that's what was meant with that Lashon. Not necessarily the same today in Eretz Yisrael, not necessarily the same in Chutz Lartz. People in different generations speak Hebrew differently. All the languages are subject to change. So, b'nedarim halacha chalosh m'liodim. So, what does the Gemara establish a din? Hanoidim in ha'or, osabaran shal kochavim, based on the pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim doesn't really prove anything, because loshen tar luchud, loshen m'liodim luchud. Taisu says the cloud that they have in the dorim as well. If you don't know one way or the other, we assume that Loshon Bnei Adam will probably be the same as Loshon of Tanakh. But if you have a place where there's a discrepancy, Loshon Bnei Adam is one, Loshon Tanakh is another one, then of course, Bnei Dorim, Halacha Loshon Bnei Adam, it won't depend on the Loshon of Tanakh. Okay. Then the Gemara has a line over here. The Gemara has a line. Kaimalon, about 13 lines from the bottom, in between where it says Bereshis Aleph and Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches. So the Gemara in between has a line, Kaimalon dot Seisa Kochav Yamamahu, that it's Yom until Seisa Kochav. Is that really true? That it's Yom until Seisa Kochav. So in Masech HaShabbos, there are 24 prokim. The Mephoshim say, the Melech HaShloima Mishnais writes on the opening Mishnah, Masech HaShabbos, that in the days of Tanakh, the practice used to be that when a girl got married, the kala would wear 24 tachshitim. And it's listed off in the Pesukim in Yecheskel. Where's the room? She has 10 fingers. So how many? What, she wrote two rings on every finger? I don't know. They were rings on the finger, on the nose, on the ears, on necklaces, and everything. Everything added up to 24 tachshit. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda Anasi made 24 prokim. The Masech HaShabbos. Shabbos is like a kala. We say boy kala, boy kala. So he could have made 30, like a nezikin has 30 prokim. Baba Kama, Baba Mitzvah, Baba Bas, each has 10 prokim. The Gemara says called a nezikin chodem mesichta. The three babas are one mesichta. Some there's a discussion in the Marsha, in some of the commentaries on the Marsha, when you say kula nezikin chodem mesichta, means the three babas, or means the whole nezikin, even Sanhedrin and Shavuos and Makkos and Adias also kula nezikin chodem mesichta. Everything it just means the three babas. So pash pshat, the three babas is chodem mesichta. Like you have Kalim has 30 prokim, the first 10 prokim are known as Baba Kama, the second are known as Baba Metzia, the third is known as Baba Bas. So Masech HaShabbos really could have had 30 prokim. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi chose to make it 24 prokin, corresponding to the number of tachshitim that you give to a kal. So in the end of the second parak in Masech Shabbos, that's Bamem Adlikin. So the Mishnah says, what's the din if it's Safik Hashecha, Safikain Hashecha? It's Bein Hashmashes. So it says, Hey, Madlik Masaneris. Because Safik Bein Hashmashes is a Safik Yam, Safik Laila. So it's a Safik Deraisa Lechomer. So you're not permitted to do any malachas. Not even allowed to do a malacha derabanan during Bein HaShmashes. That's not called Safik Derabban Lekula. That's a Safik Deraisa. Is it Shabbos or not? Which is relevant to Dinam Derabban. That's not called the Safik Derabban. It's called the Safik Deraisa. So there's a Machlokes there. In the end, the Perek Bamem Adlik, and there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. When exactly is Bein HaShmashes? It appears later in the ninth Perek in Psochem. That's a major source in Tzad Gimel on base, when the Gemara is making the whole calculation to determine Why did we say Menamadim Lifnim? Why did you draw a circle around Yerushalayim? The radius of the circle is Tesvav Mil, and Modi'in, where the Chashmonaim lived, the Modi'in is on the circumference of the circle. So the Gemara has the whole calculation, how much Adon and Beinoni would work during the daytime, and how much is Bein HaShemashos. So that's one of the major sources for this discussion. So the Gemara there, in the end of another major source is in Gemara Maseches Nida, when they're trying to calculate, a woman becomes a Zavah G'dayla, if she has a Riyaz Dam below Esti Dosa, three consecutive days. So if she has the Riyaz Dam Bein HaShemashos, so that's a Safi, where it counts as the first day, as the second day. Let's say she had a Riyah one day, and then a second day, and then she had the third Riyah, Bein HaShemashos. Then she'd be a Safik Zava, because Bein HaShemashos is a Safik, whether it counts for tonight, or it's just a repeat of Dhamma on the second day. So she's only a Zava Ketana. She won't be a Zava Gedolah. So the Gemara has there, the Gemara has on Daf Tzadi Gimel on a base, then the Gemara has in Maseches Nida, when they talk about the Zava, then the Gemara has the end of Bama Madlikim. So the Gemara says that there's a Machlokes between Abiyud and Rav Yosi. So the Tana Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that there's a block of time, approximately between 20 and 35 minutes, starting from the Shkia, that whole block of time has properties of Yom and properties of Laila, and we treat it like a Suffolk. That's a famous Ritva in Yuma, writes like that. It doesn't mean that it's a Suffolk, the Tanaim, all the generation, they couldn't figure out the answer. Should have established a committee and decided whether Bein HaShemashos is Yom HaLaila. So he said, the Ritva has a famous comment based on Gemara there, that it's not that it's a Suffolk, is it Yom, is it Laila. It has properties of Yom and properties of Laila. It's a Taita Disasri. And whenever you have a Taita Disasri, we treat it as if it were a Suffolk, but it's not really a Suffolk. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there's a whole block of time, depending of how close the earth is to the sun, how long that period of time will be. Is it going to be something like 18 minutes? Is it going to be something like 35 minutes? So different seasons of the year in different parts of the globe, it'll be different amounts of time. But that period of time is Bein HaShemashos, Af Yom, Safek Laila. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says, not so. He says, Bein HaShemashos is only keherifying. It's a half a minute. The whole Bein HaShemashos is a half a minute. So which herifying is that? So Balabatim think a second after the Shkia. Is a half a minute after the Shkia, then it's already Shabbos is over. So the Balabatim always want to know, why does the rabbi wait so long to daven Ma'ariv HaMitzvah Shabbos if Bein HaShemashos is a herifying? So the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yosi never meant to say herifying after the Shkia, half a minute after the Shkia is Teis HaKochavim. Either Rabbi Yosi meant, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein HaShemashos is a block of time, 25 minutes, or 25 minutes, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Rabbi Yosi holds the first 24 and a half minutes is Vada Yom, and the last half a minute is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And that's one version. Then the Gemara Nida has two versions. The other version of Rabbi Yosi is that all 25 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi, all 25 minutes are Vada Yom, and the next terrifying after that, the next half a minute after that, that's Bein HaShemashos. Yeah. So the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yosi? So the Gemara in Bema Madlikin says, you go to Chumra. You go to Chumra, so what does it mean? So let's say on Friday night, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yosi, you would be allowed to do Malach the first 24 and a half minutes after the Shkia, because it's Vada Yom, only the last half a minute or the next half a minute after the 25 minutes would be the Bein HaShemashos. So we go to Chumra, you're not allowed to do Malacha from the beginning of that period of time. Maybe the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, the Gemara meant it's a Sveka the Dina? It's a Safik, whether the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. So the Biragroa sort of writes like that. Biragroa and Reish Samach Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Hadlokas Nehru Shabbos, you don't like Nehru's Bein HaShemashos, you have to like before. So the Biagra talks a little bit on Tosfos Kasha. There's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and the same Tosfos appears in Tainus. The Gemara says in the middle of Psochem, in Perak Malkam Shenagu, the Gemara says, Bein HaShemashos of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you have to fast. Bein HaShemashos is also Olo Hamisha Inuim Arasa during Bein HaShemashos. But Bein HaShemashos of Shavasa B'Tamisam Gidal Yisar B'Tavis is Muta, to eat. So Tosfos says, how come the practice is not so? Everybody waits till Tzeis HaKochavim to eat. So Tosfos says, a minute. Tosfos doesn't know why. Tosfos raises the question. The Gemara says, Mutatit pein hashmashes. So the Bir Agro writes, he's going to give you the teretz. He said, the teretz is, the Gemara has an expression in Perek HaZohar in Bava Metzia. Gemara has a lashon, Trei kulei loy mikilinan. It's not proper to be mekel a kula on top of a kula. So he says, the Gemara tells us a kula that bein hashmashes is mutar and shivasa betamas. But then you're going to be mekel also that bein hashmashes begins like Rav Yehuda, it's a block of time. Bein hashmashes begins half a minute right away after the shkia is right away bein hashmashes. So the Bir Agro says, but that's the sfeika d'dina, whether bein hashmashes begins right away or it's vadayam for the first 24 and a half minutes and only the last half a minute or the next half a minute. All 25 minutes are vadayam and the next half minute is the harifying that's bein hashmashes. So the Bir Agro says it's not right to be mekel drei kula. It's going to be mekel a kula from the Gemara that bein hashmashes is mutter to eat. It's mutter to eat bein hashmashes on shivasa betamas, and then another kula that we are going to adopt the din is vada like Rav Yehuda. It's not right to be mekel drei kula la mikra. That's the Bir Agro. So the Bir Agro assumes that it's really a stake at the dinner, whether we pass like Rav Yehuda, pass like Rav Yehuda. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Dalet in Hilchas Erevin. Usually people have a six-volume set in the Mishnah Berurah, so that volume is usually untouched by human hands. Usually everybody learns the other five volumes, and that's brand new, like it came out straight from the printer. So there's a Bir Halacha in Hilchas Erevin, tucked away, they're hidden away, where he quotes our Gemara. He says, our Gemara says, Beferish that we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. That it's called Vada Yom until Tseisa Kochavim. He said that's like Rabbi Yossi, that the first 24 and a half minutes is Vada Yom. Then a Harifayin, there's a Mashu. Harifayin is so insignificant. So right after Vada Yom, then it becomes Vada Lilo. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha thinks that the Argamar is saying, taking a stand, saying, Mikra Din, the Din is like Rabbi Yossi. So that's a question. Is that really what it says in the Gemara? That's what it sounds like a little bit. Okay, Belineder, tomorrow we will continue. I'd like to give a shiur on Parsha on Friday morning at 10:30. Over the several weeks in the summer, I gave the shiur and it was well attended. So I invite everyone to participate. I'd like to cover Parsha's parts, at least part of Parsha's Kisetse, on this coming Friday morning on the same website. At 10:30 in the morning. But tomorrow we'll continue with the base on the base. There's some interesting halachas here. Okay. Have a nice day. Yes.
Ask a question.
Sure.
The Hasidim, don't some of them still light candles later?
Yes.
So what, that's based off, who are they holding like?
I don't know. They're going like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, they understood the Rabbeinu Tam to say that Tzeisa Kochavim is 5 milin after Shkia. A mil is 22 and a half minutes. So you multiply 22 and a half minutes by 4 milin, 5 milin to doomsday. And then the first 3.5 milin are 3.25 milin avada yom. And then Menash Moshes is the last 3/4 mil. But the Vilna Gaon says that there have been a Tam Sheet, there's Hachush Makrish. We see it's not so. How can I say it's Vada Yom? An hour till 55 minutes after the Shkia is Vada Yom. How can it be Vada Yom? The sky is full of stars all over the place.
So
Vada Tzeis HaKohol.
So would the Re on our Gemara agree with that Rabbeinu Tam?
Would the Re?
Yeah, the bottom, one of the bottom Tosos. What does he say? The Pshita Lei LeGemara, the second last Tosos, to add Tzeitzik Kochavim Yimama.
That's what it says in the Gemara, yeah. Yeah, the question is when is Tzeitzik Kochavim? So the Rabbeinu Tam was understood by the Baal HaTosos to mean that Tzeitzik Kochavim is very, very late. And the Vilna Gaon says it can't be. Rabbi Gettinger passed away recently. He put out, he wrote a sefer many years before he passed away, but he didn't publish it and didn't print it until a few years before he died, where he explains that Rabbeinu Tam never said it. He said it's all a misunderstanding of Rabbeinu Tam. Otherwise, the Vilna Gaon is right. Achush makrish, how can it be? It's 55 minutes after the Shkia, it's Vada Yom. The sky is full of stars. It can't be. So he says if you would put the Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon in a room together, they would both agree. They each one is using different lashanas, but they mean the same thing. It's not shayach. Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay. We'll lean at it tomorrow. The shiur on Thursday is usually a 10:45 till 12:15. Okay.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. Have a nice day.